Welcome to the HR Empowerment Podcast, where we will uncover strategies and new insights from HR professionals who discuss up-to-date regulations, best practices, and the most pressing topics like diversity and equity, leadership, dealing with difficult situations, and much more that affect your bottom line and business. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, everybody. Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady here with my co-host, JC. Hey, JC.
Hey, Wendy. It's a pleasure to see you again.
Yeah, you too. It's been a while. I know you've been out of town. Welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be back. Thanks for having me.
I bet it is. Being on the road for a week is a hard time. Heck, being on the road for half a day is a hard time these days.
Yeah, Wendy, I tell you, I accidentally ran into a snowstorm in the middle of Pennsylvania when I least expected it. In the mountains while I was on my drive. Yeah, it happened at like 3 a.m, came out of the blue, and I thought to myself right away, Wendy Sellers, I now know why you moved to Florida. Let me tell you.
Yes. That was a sudden decision a long time ago, but it's been a very good decision. And I have no intentions of moving north where there is snow ever again. Although I will visit, and I will be visiting up north later in May as well. So I'm excited about that.
Wendy.
Well, hey, JC.
Allegedly, yes, our fantastic and legendary guest today kind of lives in paradise as well, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. Let's ask him. Today we have Josh McAfee. Hey, how you doing?
Well, how about you?
Where's your paradise at?
Oh, gosh, my paradise would be in Croatia. If you can spell the Plavica Lakes, that's where I would like to spend my time. But I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, which is quite wonderful as well.
There's no snow there.
Not right now. No.
That's awesome. Hey, I hear that you are a best-selling author in the WSJ and the NUSA Today. Congratulations. What happened? That's exciting.
Thank you. Wrote a book. Apparently, it didn't suck. And hopefully, it's helping a lot of people move their careers and their businesses forward.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw your book that it's a practical guide to getting the most out of your career and job search efforts and getting the right job faster. So I want to kind of just jump into our podcast today because there are so many people in this country and other countries, but we'll stick to this country right now. There are so many people that are looking for job changes, looking for new jobs, and tired of, you know, going into jobs and it's not at all what they expected, or waiting around for their greatest expectation and then they're just still waiting around because maybe they're waiting for too much. You never hear of that, right?
No, I haven't heard of that in the last 15 minutes.
I love your mindset of it. I think the same way too. You know, people either want something and they don't go after, or they want perfect. And listen, most businesses in the United States are small businesses. And so they're kind of unfortunately winging it too. And, you know, figuring out, okay, we're looking for the new person as well. So how the heck did you end up where you are today? Just being the person who guides others into a career and helping them, you know, improve their job efforts.
So, I mean, the best way to put it is I've just over the past 30 something years just grown to the point where I'm really, really passionate about helping people make great hiring and career decisions. And, a few years ago, after being told a billion times I should write a book, I finally did on best practices on growing your career, especially through change and adversity. And what I find is that I think there's a lot of people out there that really, they want to do the right things, and they are very, very valuable, but they have a hard time translating the who, what, when, where, why, and to whom they're valuable, you know, from what they want, think, feel, and need. And part of what I teach is to help people understand how to phrase themselves, you know, basically define themselves as a product and then build up the messaging around it to be really compelling and memorable, you know, within the audience and the networks that they're trying to gain traction in. And when they can define their value, it's a lot easier to chart a path and a career that's meaningful and significant versus if you're focused on what you want, think, feel, or need. It's kind of the old adage, if you help other people, you know, get what they're pushing for, you'll typically get what you want and well beyond that. But if you focus on trying to get what you want, very rarely will you get it. Yeah. In your career anyway. So it's really fascinating. And I've worked with tons of people who have gone through, you know, a year of outplacement, you know, and are feeling really helpless, you know, because they're not landing the job where they can thrive. And teaching them a few simple things, you know, not just on what to do. And my book isn't a how to, it's a what to do, to get to where you want to go. And really helping them to focus on what to do, how to look at themselves, and how to phrase everything from the perspective of the who, what, when, where, why, and to whom you're valuable. And then give them metrics that they should be working on and hitting, you know, in their job search. And it's just so exciting to see them 6, 8, 12 weeks later, you know, feeling reinvigorated, recharged. And not just that, you know, like, I got 2 offers, I don't know which one to take, versus, you know, I spent 12 months and nobody loved me. It just jazzes me up. And same thing on the company side, helping them to make really great decisions from the best of good options versus the least bad of bad options.
The least bad of bad options. I love that.
Yep. I mean, how many times have you been in a situation? I know you've seen it where you're working with a company and the hiring manager or the CEO is like, well, I got 5 candidates and man, I don't like any of them, but I'm just going to pick this one because this one sucks the least. And it's not that the person sucks, it's they're just mismatched. And typically what they're trying to hire is in their job descriptions and the way they're presenting it is attracting the wrong people and detracting the right ones.
Right. Yeah. A job ad is marketing, right? And it goes both ways. A resume is marketing and a job ad is marketing. And it's not always fair, but that's life, you know, and I hate to sound so cold about that, but it really is. I teach people how to write resumes and make it match the job description. Honestly match the job description that they're going after. And then I also teach people, you know, companies like, hey, your job description's not very friendly or very not even complete. I don't even know what you're looking for. And it's really all about, you know, the ways of the world and the ways of the word, the words. It truly, truly is.
Couldn't agree more.
Awesome. Well, hey, listen, we're almost out of time for episode one here, but this is episode one of a 5-part series. We're going to be talking to you or with you a little bit more. And I want to talk next about, you know, just some statistics that JC has to share. And then also about building, you know, our winning team in the end. So up next in episode 2 of 5, we're going to be talking about helping people make great hiring and career decisions from tips from a best-selling author. That's you. Thank you so much for coming. Thanks for joining us. Come back to episode 2.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wendy. Thanks, JC.
Thank you for joining the HR Empowerment Podcast, brought to you by Aurora Training Advantage. We hope you've gained new insight and strategies to navigate the HR profession. We look forward to you joining us again on the HR Empowerment Podcast.